because of it.
Mm-hmm. In the South, anyway.
She wasn't fair at all
you
about
know about
it.
That.
She wanted to give them the world, but she didn't want to get involved personally, see. As long as it affected somebody over there and not her, well, that's right, fine dandy. But a lot of things worked that way.
Say, a woman whose husband is dead should be called a
widow.
And if he just left her, then she'd be a
restless.
She'd be restless as hell.
Call him grass widow.
No, she just left him alive. They'd either be legally separated. She'd still be his wife.
Did you ever hear that term, though, grass widow?
That's what it is.
Well, that's referred to as a man, not a woman.
No,
what would he be called? Widower?
A widower is a man.
Yeah, I've heard the term grass widow, but I really never did know what the application was.
I did.
You want to find yourself?
Now they call them divorcees.
25 years.
He leaves or she divorces him.
There aren't too many of them that are separated. They get married with a bang and bust up with a bang. Old ones and young ones both.
And
family structure, to a large degree, people have gone nuts.
She's still taken?
Yeah.
No.
You want me to turn it off?
Well, they kick out of it or not, we've got on the nose.
And whose child you are would be called your...
And what?
The man whose child you are, he'd be called your...
Father?
And his wife would be your...
Mother?
And together they'd be your...
Parents. Her mom and dad is they were better known to me.
What if you call your parents?
Mama and Daddy.
Anything else people call their parents?
Oh, sometimes I called him Pop. I don't believe I ever did call my mother or address her as mother. Talking to her, it was always Mama.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to fit better.
And your father's father would be your...
My granddad.
And his wife would be your...
Grandmother.
Anything else you call?
No. I didn't know why the switch from mama to grandmother. I don't know. Grandmama never did sound right to me.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Well, a perambulator, or a baby carriage, or a baby buggy.
Were those all the same thing?
They're all the same thing, just different terminology.
And you'd put the baby in it, and then you'd go out and what's the baby?
Yeah, you walk them in it. They will tilt. They have a canopy that's a collapsing thing. They're convertibles.
Mm-hmm. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, Bob, what, 5 inches?
Has grown 5 inches.
Or in just 1 year, he...
Well, same thing. He has grown 5 inches in 1 year.
Or he, what, 5 inches in 1 year?
5 inches taller.
Mm-hmm. Would you say he grew or he growed or?
Well, he grew or has grown.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say that she's, what, 3 children?
Reared or raised, either one. Used, probably raised more.